I know I'm about to preach, and we're in a real good mood here to preach, but I know you want to join me in saying thank you to Josh and the way he's led us in worship so far. Would y'all say that? It's grateful to have a community that can fill in for our folks who are out, and grateful for that. And as we come together this morning, I want to read a passage of Scripture that is probably familiar to you. And it's from the 100th Psalm. Anyone know Psalm 100? Yeah? If not, it might sound familiar. All right? So I invite you to hear this word of the Lord. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is He that made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and come into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. May God add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. Amen. Today is one of those days of worship where there's been so much good stuff, good singing with our kids, good worship with Josh and the band, a great and powerful witness from Allie, that it's one of those times when the preacher, I get a little bit of a break, because even if the sermon's not that good, we've already had good worship, right? And some of you think, you know what, let's not risk it. Let's just go on home. Which is good, because I just want to tell you a story this morning about someone who brings me great joy in my life. And it's a story about my mom. I know we're all going in various ways to celebrate with friends and family for Thanksgiving. Anybody looking forward to Thanksgiving? All right. Anybody not looking forward to Thanksgiving because it means a whole bunch of work? Right? And if you're like that, that's kind of like my mom, because growing up, our house was the center of all family gatherings. Whether it was a birthday, whether it was a graduation, an anniversary, whatever we were celebrating as a family, everybody in the family came to my mom's house. And my mom is the reason, because let me tell you, my mom cooks a feast. And I don't mean she cooks a lot of good food. She cooks more than we need, right? She always would cook. And what's interesting is our house wasn't the biggest house in the family. Ours wasn't the most centrally located for all the family. We gathered at our house because of my mom. Now, to this day, my mom cannot cook for four people. Every time she cooks, it's enough food for the New Orleans Saints and leftovers. And what's amazing is she wouldn't let anybody else in the kitchen with her, right? This was a solo endeavor, and she would cook this. And it was the same routine every time. And when it was Thanksgiving, friends, when it was Thanksgiving, there was so much food that we had to have an ambulance on standby in the driveway just in case. And she would do the same thing over and over, every time we gathered, every time that we ever had a celebration that involved food. We would all be in the den, and she would kind of walk out of the kitchen and say this same phrase every time. Y'all come fix your plate. I hope it's good. I hope it's enough. And you'd walk in, and it would look like the buffet at the Golden Corral, right? I grew up around my mom's table. I grew up doing life at that table. We had some of our biggest celebrations at that table, and we had some of our biggest family fights over football and who was better than who and who was going to vote for who. all of that family stuff happened at that table. We celebrated anniversaries and birthdays, baptisms and graduations. We gathered at that table after funerals and after weddings. My whole family did life around that table. And at that table, I learned what it meant to have love, to have more than enough than you need, to always have a place open for a visitor or a stranger or someone else who didn't have a place to celebrate that year. Always enough room, always enough food, always enough love. And we were joyful because of that table. We were joyful because of those gatherings. And that's what I want to talk to you today about. That deep joy that comes not from having everything all together, but being in a relationship that you can trust and depend upon with all of your life. Now, it's easy to define joy, right? It's one of those words where if I asked you, tell me what joy means, all of you probably could throw some words up, and probably all of them have to do with being happy or being glad or being stress-free, right? But biblically speaking, joy is not just being happy. Psalms, in particular, talk about joy as being the result of living in right relationship with God. Living in right relationship with God. In fact, if you read all 150 Psalms, you'll get a sense that the Bible knows that life is going to have its ups and downs. There are going to be good days and bad days. There are going to be stressful days and carefree days. And no matter where your life takes you, there is a psalm that speaks to your condition. If you're walking through the shadow of death, there's a psalm for you. If you're walking through times of despair and doubt, there are psalms for you. And if you're having a good time, there are psalms of joy and celebration. And the psalm that we spoke of this morning, Psalm 100, is a psalm of joy, but it's also a psalm that reminds us of where our joy comes from. Now, the 100th psalm is probably one of the more famous psalms, probably second to the 23rd psalm, right? And Psalm 100 has a special history because it was set to music early in our church's history, early in the movement's history. Now, I'm not going to do a big history of the Reformation, don't worry, all right? But in the Reformation, not only is there an expanse of the ability to read the Scriptures, the Reformation also is a boom in singing, right? Before the Reformation, a lot of church people didn't sing. But during the Reformation, Martin Luther, one of his great geniuses, was not only that we would read the text in our own language and worship God in our own language, we would sing to God in our own language. And many of our great hymns of the faith are born in the Reformation. And in the year 1561, the 100th Psalm is set to music. And the tune that it's set to becomes known as the old 100th. And that tune is sung even to this very day. We didn't sing it in here this morning, but we sang it in the 9 a.m. service. You know what song it is? Oh, the old 100th. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and... All right. See, I know you knew that song. And Christians for centuries have been praising God with those words and with that tune and finding deep joy in that text. Now, here's the thing about that kind of joy. The 100th Psalm, make a joyful noise to the Lord. 7 times in that psalm, it tells you to be in relationship to God. I love it. Make noise. You don't have to sing pretty. Just make noise to God. Then it tells you to come, to worship, to know, to enter, to give thanks. All of those are about being in relationship to God. Our joy is not a result of always being happy or always looking on the bright side of things. Deep biblical joy comes from acknowledging the truth of Psalm 100. And here it is. Psalm 100 simply says this. Its theology is deep but short, right? And this is what it is. God rules the world. We belong to God. Therefore, be joyful. It's that simple. God rules the world, and we belong to that God. So be joyful. It's about understanding that our relationship to God is secure. And then no matter what is going on in the world around us, the stresses of this life, the ups, the downs, the good days, the bad days, all of those are true and real, and they happen to us, but none of those change this truth. God rules the world, we belong to Him, and therefore we can be joyful. When we get annoyed, when we get afraid, when we become stressed out, when we doubt our own ability to do the next thing in our plate, when our plates have become so full, when this life has beaten us down, there is much in this world that we can say there's no hope for. But the 100th Psalm calls us back into this relationship that God rules the world and we belong to God. And therefore we can be joyful no matter what comes. And I know what some of you might be thinking, yeah, but you know, this week's still going to be stressful because I still got things to do. I still got bills to pay. I still got life to live. How can I have that joy? Well, y'all did really good last week when I told y'all to go plant some peace. In fact, I got a lot of texts and emails from y'all planting some peace in this world. So I'm going to invite you to try it again. Every day, make a joyful noise. Now some of you think, well, I don't like to sing. That's okay. I know some of you don't like to sing, but you do it in your cars anyway. I see you at red lights. Make a joyful noise. Say to God, God, today I want to remember that you're in charge. You rule the world. I belong to you. I am joyful. Now help me figure out how not to yell at my coworker today. Speak joy, just like you planted peace last week. Speak praise to God. Offer a joyful noise. And realize that joy is not the result of everything working out, but joy is the result of, in spite of it all, staying in relationship with God. Being in relationship with the one who has made you, who loves you, and who's with you every step of the way. You see, that's the thing I think about when I think about my mom and all that food. Because, you know, honestly, my mom's a good cook, but she's not the best chef in the world. You could probably get as good or better food somewhere else. You could certainly go to the buffet and get as much food as you want. You see, what drew us to my mom's table was not just the food. It was because all of us loved my mom. And we wanted that relationship. We wanted to be with her and with each other. And no matter the stresses of the life that we lived, no matter the ups and downs, for those few moments gathered around that table with each other, we had joy. We had joy. A joy built on living in relationship with one another and with the God who called us to that table. My prayer for you this week, as you gather in tables around the city, around the state, wherever your Thanksgiving calls you to travel to, my prayer is that as you gather in relationship around those tables, you will thank God for the joy of a full table, of family and friends, and that you will provide some space in those moments to listen to the Spirit. Because I firmly believe that any time Christians gather around tables, we are celebrating a foretaste of the heavenly banquet. That great and wonderful day when the family of God will gather from around the world and sit at God's table and feast and be glad and be joyful. So I invite you to listen closely to the Spirit when you gather around the tables this week. And if you listen closely, perhaps you might hear the voice of the Spirit whisper to you, "Y'all come fix your plate. I know it's good. And I know it will always be enough." Let's pray. God, there's so much in this world that we can be joyful for. Joyful for friends and family, for a place to gather, to worship you. But Lord, we also know that this world is full of things which seek to take our joy away. And we can be distracted by so much in this life that we begin to lose our sight of you. So, Father, we pray that in this week of Thanksgiving that the gratitude which abounds around those tables would also go with us when we leave. That we might have lives that are more thankful, more peaceful, and more joyful because we have grounded ourselves in you. So help us, Lord, this week and every week of our life to raise a joyful noise to you. To remember that you rule the world, that we belong to you, and that nothing can take us from your mighty hand. Replace our anxiety and our fear with joy, a joy that comes from deep relationship with you and with your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I hope as you go that you have a blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving full of gratitude, full of peace, and full of joy. On your way out, I want to invite you, if you haven't gotten one of these, there's a little invite card that is an opportunity for you or maybe a friend of yours to know what we're doing for Advent and Christmas. And so it has our Christmas schedule, some special worship services, and some information about our sermon series. So if you don't have one yet, there's some on the tables on your way out. Pick one up and invite someone to worship with us this Christmas season. So now, friends, go forth to make a joyful noise and to be people of gratitude in your homes, at work, and in this God's world. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.